Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala said that some blessed saints have said that Allah Azza wa Jal blesses the one who always stays in a state of wuzu with seven virtues. Yes, seven blessings of staying in a state of wuzu. Number one, angels desire to have that person's company. Allahu Akbar. Number two, the pen continues to write virtues for him. Whilst you're in a state of wuzu, the pen is continuously writing good deeds for you. That you're in a state of wuzu, you can carry on with your daily chores, your daily activities, you can be out at work, you can be driving, you can be running a shop, whatever you're doing. But because you are in a state of wuzu, then inshallah, you're getting the reward as well. The body parts, whilst you are in a state of wuzu, your body parts are glorifying Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. And the fourth benefit, a very, very important benefit, is that that person who's in a state of wuzu, he does not miss the first takbir. Because when you are in a state of wuzu, then what happens is when a good deed approaches you, when the time for namaz approaches you, when the opportunity to read the Quran approaches you, you don't feel lazy. You don't, I've got to go and read my, I've got to go and do wuzu. All right. Yeah. I won't be able to get into the jamaat. You know, I won't be there for jamaat. I'll read it later on. Because you're in a state of wuzu, you can get up, you can go to the masjid, and you can be in the first row of takbir, and you can be part of the jamaat. And again, so stay in a state of wuzu. Number five, when he sleeps, Allah Azza wa Jalla sends some angels so that they protect him from the evil of jinns and humans. Allahu Akbar. So before you go into sleep, use a manisha. Get into a habit. A lot of people, they go to the washroom just before they go to sleep. And they get into the habit that when they go there, they brush the teeth. Yeah, they brush the teeth, and some people just, you know, finally comb their hair or whatever they do before they go to sleep. Spend one extra minute there, two extra minutes there. You're brushing your teeth, yeah. Do kulli, wash your face, perform the wuzu, and then go to bed in that state, inshaAllah. Number six, Allahu Akbar. The agonies of death become easy for him. The agonies of death become easy for him. And he is in the divine protection as long as he remains in the state of wuzu. Allahu Akbar. Do we not wish to be in the state of divine protection? Do we not wish that the agonies of death become easy for us? And we hear about the agonies of death, and we hear that those people that, you know, depending on how you lived your life, every soul has to taste death, but depending on how you've lived your life will depend on how much pain you feel at that time of death. And they say that at that time the intellect is not working. The shaitan will come to you to try and take your iman away from you. Shaitan will come to you in the guise of your parents, your loved ones, and try and convince you to leave the fold of Islam. And all these things will happen. And if you've made a habit